I just want to share a little bit about my experience teaching on the subject of theology of work. I picked from the example my experience in teaching in seminars, a leadership seminar with Hagai Indonesia, Hagai Institute in Indonesia. Hagai Institute in Indonesia, by God's grace, have been doing seminars, and now we have it's about 17,000 members. Most of them are now is leaders of the church in Indonesia for the whole denomination. And especially in recent years, Hagai has influenced many governments, official governments in some part of area in Indonesia. A politician, economist, and also a government officer. So it's very important. And one of the subjects I want to share is about connected with the TOW. Okay. There's two modules implied TOW. One is a biblical stewardship. With this content is especially very short. It's about Christian and money. We facilitator try to bring the Christian realize about how about the theology of Christian and about money. Also a biblical management of money. After that, you give the foundation or what is the paradigm of the Bible about money. And the second module is about integrity. Integrity subjects very influenced in seminars, Hagai seminar in Indonesia, because this integrity brings Hagai to raise up leaders, Christian leaders in Indonesia, to be a good leaders in society. For examples, if you ever come to Indonesia, it's one is Kota Manado in North Sulawesi. 80% of the official government out there join Hagai Institute. Yeah. So the mayor of the city encourages every official government over there to join Hagai Institute. So mostly at least 2 months we have a Hagai seminar in Manado, because it's very influential about the subject integrity. Especially now, if you know, Indonesia is a corrupted country. I think the third corrupted country in the world. But now it's working well because the influence of the Christian among the government. Integrity subjects about Christian in the workplace. We encourage Christian to realize that you have a power, social responsibility in the workplace. And integrity is about talk about biblical paradigm of work and life. How to make money, how to do ethical work. So this is the subject that implied theology of work. So the need and the gap is in my experience. The need is we have to reduce and fight about the false concept in Christianity is a dualistic paradigm of work versus ministry, as been mentioned several times here. I think we have to, from this consultation, we have to encourage Christian and churches to have a very clear about there is no dualistic between work and ministry, because people still think that being a pastor is a very sacred work and being a businessman is a secular work. I think this is wrong, because I think Martin Luther is with the concept of coram deo. There is no sphere in this world that not belong to the God, to God. I think Calvin also said that we are business with God every day. There is a priesthood of royal believer. I think the concept has to be implemented in the church. Secondly, the need is about the word of God. I think, like E.M. Bond said, the church is looking for better method or theology or books on theology of work. That's good. But I think God is looking for better men. We can have and write many books about and theology of works, but it can influence the world. In my experience, when I taught integrity and stewardship in Haga Institute, the power is not how fluently the speaker said or theological sounded, but who speaks is more powerful. So that's why I sometimes bring a Christian businessman with me when I teach integrity. So he share or she share her experience, his experience in the real world, and it bring a great impact. I just bring the biblical foundation, but the participant is more influenced by the people, the doer of the work. Because especially in Indonesia, government very appreciate Christian because more Christian now pay taxes. It's true. And if you go to Jakarta, the office of a pay tax government is influenced by Christian over there. Many young law student, Christian law student now being hired by government to set up the program so that taxpayer is increasing in Indonesia. It's successful. So praise the Lord that our government now pay attention to the Christian because they believe that Christian is a good person. So I think the gap that we need to fill up is how we, the church and seminarians and a Christian, we have to to abolish dualistic paradigm of between sacred and secular. I think it's a bad theology. It's about, well, pastor is a sacred word, and you are secretary, you are banker, you are in secular business. I think this must be eliminated. And the second is very important for me, my experience is we need Christian encouraged to be the doers of the word. This is pastor. Yes, pastor, we are not involved in the real world of business, but I think the pastor, the function of the church is encourage the Christian to be a very integrity person in the real world. And this is a good impact. The world have many, it is a Google world, right? Everybody can learn T-O-W everywhere, everybody. But by the doer of the word, this is a real books. Like I think Apostle Paul said that you are the living letter of the word. That is a powerful one. So how this consultation to encourage pastor and church to be what is called the resources for people, a real people, real example of life, how to be an integrity life, how to be a very stewardship, in good in stewardship, I mean in money, and doing money in work, in ethical workplace. I think this is very important. That's all I can share with you. Hopefully can make a distribution for this. Thank you. God bless you.
We finally will have Silapan share. Laos is, I've just visited Laos last year. As you know, Laos has been a closed country and they're still run by the communist regime. Come, Silapan. Yeah. And I really thank God that Silapan was able to come and he leads the house church movement there, and so we've become good friends over the past year, and as partly because of the Los Angeles work and also InterServe, we are trying to mobilize tent makers and business people to go in there to work, and I visited some of the churches there, and it there's a great need for Christian education. So we want to give him time to share a bit about the situation over there. Yes. It's only for you and me to use. We're not giving it to the public. Okay.
Okay. Thank God that allow me to be here. Thank for Philip to invite me to join this consultation on theology of work. Now, theology of work in Laos really new with us. So as you know, the Laos are still communist, are still restricted with Christianity in Laos. So, but I would like to share about some related to theology of work. So, before that, you know, before communists take over, only ministry work in Laos, and we have not much support from overseas. Only one or two denomination or ministry agency from CDA and OMF in Laos. So most of worker they are laymen. So that's no full time pastor. Only few of them receive training from short term Bible school in that time. So after communist takeover, you know, many leaders run away. No more misery in Laos. Keep them up. Later, only some of misery work in Laos as NGO. So there are only one denomination in Laos. We call Lao Evangelical Church. That's a local church. We don't have any like a Southern Baptist, Presbyterian, no more. When people come, mix together. So the church that's more unity, only one denomination. We have only later the government allow us to have Bible training center. We train only leadership training or church leader training or teach them about Bible knowledge, how to lead the church, how to minister to all. Later we have some group, you know, come to Laos as a CCC, you know, from Singapore, start the ministry there, train people how to share gospel, only share gospel, make disciples, start the church. So when another missionary come to Laos, they just work as NGO, not really involved with the church ministry. So there's not so much gap between Christian businessman and church leader. I think only small things. Because of most of them is layman, tennis maker. They are farmer. Pastor in the church in the countryside, they are farmer. You know, they not receive salary from outside. Only some people who work in the city as a church administration, like a pastor, some of them get small support from overseas. So also in Laos we have only few businessmen, but now more and more people became Christian, and some of them they are businessmen. So in one province in southern part is the second biggest city in Laos. Church leader, he's an eye doctor, you know, eye doctor, but he work in the hospital and the same time he work in the church. But Later on, the church leader, main church leader, they try to challenge him to, you know, leave his job from hospital to work in the church, but he said no. He continued his church. He served God as, you know, I don't know. People saw him like a pastor, but he worked in the hospital. One time I visit that province, I meet with some leader in the hospital. They said his name Dr. Pafik, no? He's a doctor. He's very good, you know. To normally they want to appoint him to be the head of hospital because of his Christian. They just let him take care I center in Vientiane. But now he's still working in that hospital. And the same time, another leader in the province also work as in the workplace in somewhere in business. So I think before I work in the hospital, later was telling me to, you know, to serve God as one time. But I know really clear that God really want to use me as full time worker. So I commit myself to work as full time. But sometimes I also work as and dentist. I still work in my clinic. But sometimes we have a conflict with the church. They said, no, you cannot be there. So, but later on I resigned from the church. You know, I become like a house church leader or now eventually called fellowship. So my team, we almost work as like a dance maker. So some of my key leader, he's a businessman, but he also lead the church with a small church in Laos. So some of my key leader, he's a farmer. He's a good farmer. No? He want to train people, train leader. To do farmer, also serve God in the area. So I think he's a good agriculture. He's a good example when he lived in the village. Authority they saw his family really good example. So like I said, most of worker in Laos too. Church leader, they are farmer, they are agriculture. Only few people receive some few support from overseas, so we don't have much conflicts. But later on, you know, I think we have to prepare to teaching on theology of work. Therefore, we have conflicts among the church. Like since last 3 years, my team joined with we have project about church development project with Open Church. My team, they are from, you know, like I said, they are businessmen. They have project to develop the church, but the church also welcome to join together, set up the church, and also like the team, like a project. But I give some suggestions to my team. We try to do best to be like a good example in farmer or business as we try to to promote the project of church development project in Laos. But sometimes easy to share, but in the practice we are not really successful in that area. We still need support from outside. So I think after that, a little some conflict. Some of my friends recently, they challenged my team to work as a tense maker. I'm okay with that. If God really want him to resign from full time worker to work as a tense maker or business, I'm okay with that. But I told them never try to convince people or full time pastor to work. If God really appoint them to work in the structure of the church. But if they feel that God don't want to use them in that area, they want to develop their own daily side, that's okay. Because of since last 10 years I involved with a group of people from Australia, they call Metamorphic. We train church planting the same time with business, business development. Because of sometimes also when I visit leader in some province, they are not receive support from the church, but the church want them to work as full time. I think how come no support? But I let some fund for them to start business. People will not agree. Why you do that? I said yes, they have no support from open church or the church. Some of our leader they said, oh, the leader cannot become business or start their own business. I don't know why. Normally I support both, full time and also marketplace missionary or workplace missionary. Like my team, I work with students, I train people, disciple them, life teaching. Later on they become leader. Basically, when they finish in the university, we challenge them. We try to find out what really God want to use them. If they want to join full time, it's okay. If they want to go to return to their hometown to work as government or office or start to work, it's okay. I'm okay with that now. But because of we train many people. As long as they know, really God called them to become, but we want them to continue, in the life, long life commitment to serve God as a government officer. So there's some conflict, but I think we need to share information. We don't to let the cat, big after you come, or maybe full time pastor and Christian who work with we have long idea and after they fight against the who's wrong maybe. So we need to come and I think we. In the future, we want to have a training on theology of work in Laos. Maybe invite some people here. But I heard that in Laos, we also have some people they start already. They call marketplace easily. They have some training in somewhere else. So later I want to involve with them, to see what happened in love in my country from now on, because of Laos will be more open for misery and also for the work of God in Laos. I see to be like that now, more open. That's it. Many people come to Christ more and more, but we need to less leader, and leader will become full time or marketplace or workplace recently. So I also meet some people, they share with me. They are full time, 100% full time pastor. And also at the same time 100% of how you call like a big business, I don't know how. So I want to learn from the experience. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.